Blog Talk Radio.
Well, happy Friday, everybody. It's Catherine Levesque. Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show. I will stop right there at blog. Anyway, happy Friday. And today we're going to talk about the 2016 releases I have coming up because I'm getting a lot of questions about them. My schedule's pretty set now. So it's a good time to talk about those kind of things. So let's talk about something that I get asked repeatedly. How do I decide what's coming up? How do I make that decision as to what I'm going to be writing next year? I'm actually planned out until about 2020. I know, right? That's only me. Because I have so many books and so many things that I want to write and so many things that I want to get out there that I really do plan out that far. Because for me, I find that it just works better if I do plan. I really kind of have to do that. I have to see it. It has to be a visual for me. And I use a calendar, among other things, but I mostly have a main calendar, a big calendar that I use to, actually the calendar is something I use a lot, and I've actually had several other authors start calendars because of mine and because they see how it works, and it really is beneficial. So for me, not only does my calendar help me plan out what I'm going to be writing for the next year, two, three, four, five, but it also helps me with what I am currently writing because what I do is every day I write down my word count. In other words, every day I have a word count goal. I want to write so many thousand words a day. And for me, it usually varies between 4,000 to 6,000. I know that like that sounds a lot, but for me, it's actually not because that's kind of the way my mind works. I write fast. I type about 90 words a minute. And so my brain is working quickly, my fingers are working quickly. So for me, 4,000 words, really, I can do about 1,000 words an hour. So it's really not that big a deal for me. That doesn't take into consideration, though, the editing, the process that I go through, because I'll write 4,000 words and then I'll go back and I'll edit 4,000 words. So, if we break it down and say, yeah, I can write 1,000 words an hour, so I could conceivably write 12,000 words a day, which I have done, but only on rare occasion because it is mentally very stressful to do that. But when you're in the zone, you know, it's not. You just get going. But as a rule, anyway, I do plan on a calendar how many words I'm going to write a day. And I write down what I'm planning, and then I write down my actual word count. Like if I'm at 75,000 words, I write that down. The next day, if I've written 3,000 words, and I write 73,000 words. So it kind of shows me where my progress is, and it shows me if I need to write, maybe the next day I need to write 5,000 words, catch up to where I need to be. So it really helps me stay on schedule. And as a writer, if there's any writers listening to this, I would strongly suggest you regiment yourself like that because otherwise you're just kind of, you know, you're just writing and you're hoping that you're keeping up and you're hoping that you're going to, you know, make your deadline or get this book done or whatever you want to do. But if you have a visual, if you have a calendar in front of you that says, hey, you need to write these many words a day, you need to stay on this kind of progress, it actually really does help a lot. It really helps with your discipline as a writer. And that's kind of an important thing to do, especially if this is your business and this is how you make your money, then you really do want to stay disciplined. So that's my calendar advice for the day. But let's talk about the books I got coming out. So I have got, how many do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so I've got 9 coming out next year, and that's not including, I have a couple of surprise collections that I'm going to be a part of that I probably shouldn't say too much about now, but I can say something about 2 of them. One is a Viking collection that I'm going to be a part of. It's going to be released on February the 16th, and we've got some good Viking writers for this one. So you're going to really enjoy this. And then also, further on in the summertime, we are doing a sequel to With Dreams Only of You. And this one is just, it's going to be so great. I'm so excited to do this. All the same writers are coming back that did With Dreams Only of You. So this collection is actually called Ever My Love. And it is from, if you have read With Dreams Only of You, you know that it was based on the legend of the Theodosia sword. And the Theodosia sword belonged to Lucius, who was a Roman, and he was the basis for the legend. I don't want to give away any more than that, so let's just say Lucius named his sword after his wife, Theodosia. Ever My Love, the series that is coming out, the bundle that is coming out this coming summer, is based on Theodosia's side of the story. So it's going to be really, really cool. I can't give away too much of it. I wish I could, but it's going to be so involved and just beautifully done. And oh, I'm just so excited about this. And we're going to have a really great campaign leading up to it. So I think you're going to be really excited about that. So that's two collections I'm a part of. There's also a third one, actually two more. So there's four total. One I really can't talk about at this point, but the second one I can give you a hint. And it may be, or may not be, or may be about the lost colony of Roanoke. How cool is that? I'm so excited. I can't give you any way more than that. But that is just going to be an amazing story. Really, really an amazing collection. I'm not even going to tell you who's going to be part of it, but you know that the authors are going to be awesome. So it really, you're going to have a lot of really cool stuff to read next year. If I don't kill myself first trying to get it all out. That's a whole different story, right? You know, one of the funny things I get from readers, I mean, I love my readers, trust me, I love them, but sometimes I get people who come to me and they go, wow, you know, I've got this story I need written and you're the only person that can do it. And I'm looking at them like, are you kidding me? I have over 200 novels outlined that I need to write. I will not live long enough to write all of these novels. So to all of you lovely, lovely readers who have ideas for stories, don't ever come to an author and say, hey, I need you to write this story for me, because we will look at you and go, yeah, no. No, it's not going to happen, because believe me, we have enough of our own material. And I would strongly, strongly encourage you to write your own story. I've said that before. Write your own story. If you have an idea, write it. That's how we all got. And I'm going to apologize right now because I do my radio show from home, and my dog is barking in the background. So if you ever hear anything like that, just that's criminal number one. Just ignore him, because he barks at everything. You know, a leaf falls and he barks. There's a bird on the window. He's barking. So I apologize if you hear him in the background. I will not go out and shoot him right now, but I will later. I will later. But anyway, so let's move on to the books I'm actually going to be doing in 2016. I'm going to go through them real quickly, so that you can kind of get an idea as to what's coming. The first one I've got coming out of the barn on February 9th is Steelheart, and that's the one everybody has been waiting for. That's the story of David Delore, who is Christopher Delore's brother. Remember the young brother, David? He has been waiting for his story for probably, I would say, a good 10 to 12 years, probably longer, probably ever since I wrote that book, which was back in the late 90s. David has been waiting for his story to be told. But, you know, honestly, it's going to be such a complicated process, because I have to weave in sections of Rise of the Defender with David's story, because so much of it kind of happens parallel. So it's really, for me, going to be kind of some forensic writing there, because I have to go back, I have to get in that mood, I have to, you know, refresh myself with the story, kind of see what David's doing and the whole nine yards. So it's actually going to be kind of a complicated process. But the story I have outlined is really, it's worthy of David, put it that way. It is worthy of him. And I think that you're just going to absolutely love this. So I'm really excited to be kicking off 2016 with this incredible story. The next one I've got is called Shadowmoor. And Shadowmoor is Daniel Delore's story. Now, you met Daniel in Unending Love. Daniel is David's only son. And he is kind of a prodigal son. You know, he's gone a lot. He's devil may care. He's very gallant. He's just kind of a wanderer. Everybody loves David or Daniel because he's such a great, great character, kind of a real extrovert. Loves to hug and kiss his father, loves to tease his father, you know, that kind of guy. So Daniel's going to get his own story, and he's really going to get his comeuppance with a woman that can keep pace with him. The next one we've got is called River of Stars. River of Stars is due out in May, and that is Daniel's son's story. So I'm really excited to get that one out. He's going to be different. He's a different Delore, and actually the story takes place when he's older. So it doesn't take place Daniel's son is not a young man when this one takes place. He's a little bit older, and I think it's really going to be very, very cool. So let's move on to the next one. And the next one is called Werewolf. And Werewolf is actually the origin of the DeWolf Pack. This is about William DeWolf's ancestor who comes over with William the Conqueror. And how he's a premier general for William. And this is actually going to tie into another book in my World of the Wolf Pack right now called Breton Wolf. So that's going to be really cool. This is really, really, really exciting. And if you love the DeWolf Pack, this is going to be really, really cool. So after that, we have got a novel called The Iron Knight. And this is actually, I don't want to give away too much of the plots of these stories, but it's about a tournament knight, and much like Bose Namori from The Gorgon, this our hero is a tournament knight. And it's about some events that go on in his life and how he is forced to step up and become a little more responsible and not follow the path of the tournaments, because, you know, back then that was considered a way to make your fortune, but it was also considered not entirely, I don't want to say honorable, but, you know, kind of like guys who couldn't take on any responsibility or really had the determination to swear fealty to a particular liege, they followed the tournaments because they could make money quickly, and it was almost like gambling. So, anyway, The Iron Knight should be a really, really good one. Twilight Kingdom is coming up in October, and this is actually a book that regarding Edward III. So it takes place in that era. He's the captain of the guard who returns to the scene of his childhood to fulfill the promise to a dying friend, and it's not what he expected. So this is one of these books that's going to kind of take kind of a crazy turn, because the story that you see is, you know, it's going to take a real twist and turn. I mean, I do that all the time, though. You know, you guys expect that from me, right? I take you down one path, and then suddenly there's a fork in the road. And we just go across the meadow rather than take any of the forks. We just go down a completely different path and make our own. So Twilight Kingdom is out in October and November. I am finally going to release High King, which is the second part of Echoes of Ancient Dreams. And if you read that one is a Irish time travel. Really had a lot of fun with that one. But I just, and let's be honest, when a writer writes, you write because you are inspired to write. You write because the muse is singing. And even though I had High King outlined and I really was going to go forward with it, the muse sang stronger for other books. So other books came out first. So High King has had to wait, unfortunately. And that's kind of bad when you got a two-part series. First part's only one available, but you know what? Yeah, my high hopes for the second part, and it will be out in November. And then my last release for December is going to be called The Long Winter's Evening, and this involves the Saxon Lords of Hague. You know, I love the Hague family, and this is going to be another one that involves that family. So we're going to have a brother that returns from the Crusades to find his brother devastated by the death of his wife. And then that brother tries to recruit a new wife, but ends up falling in love with her. Oh, boy, it's going to be a mess. But you know the Hagues, they iron it out. You know, they're family, they love each other. It all works out. But anyway, so we've been through the whole gamut of everything that's coming up for 2016. I'm extremely excited to get this out to you guys. Really, really excited. And I think you're going to love it. So that's what's happening for 2016. And next time I do a blog, talk, radio show, I am going to have Susan Tisdale as my guest, and you are going to see how me and my very, very dear friend, she's one of my closest, dearest friends, how we process things, how we handle our careers, how we handle our writing, and, you know, everything from other authors to dealing with publishing, and you're just going to love it. It's going to be a lot of fun, because when she and I get together, it's just a ton of laughs. So that's what we've got for the next show. Keep that an eye for it. Otherwise, I will talk to you the next time. Thank you so much for joining me. And have an awesome holiday season. Bye-bye.